Don't think of it as daylight savings time ending. Think of it as happy hour getting here sooner. This is the perfect pour.
What's up? Wait, that's how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah, you get happy hour 1 hour sooner.
Oh. I like daylight savings time then. Welcome to The Perfect Sports, a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
There he is. We're all here. And we're ready to do some drinking. And we're going to tell you about the beers we're drinking, the beers we were drinking last week, and the beers we'd like to look out for drinking. And then the listeners are going to tell us some things as well. And it's all going to get wrapped up in a nice little 90-minute bow. And before the show, I opened up a cash crop from Dust Bowl Brewing, a pale... What is it? It's an orange mango pale, I guess. Oh, wow. It's really a pale. It's an ale. Without the pale. Just an ale.
Just an ale?
They left the pale out.
How are you doing?
They brewed the pale out. They boiled all the pale out of it. And it just went down to an ale.
Depalinated ale?
Depalinated. They put it through the depalinator.
Yeah,
it's cash crop, cash with a K. Nice citrusy ale, easy on the drinking. Matt, what do you got? What beer you got? Oh, there's a presentation involved. We're building up to a presentation.
Drinking some Fog Seeger.
Fog Seeger.
Seeger! Play some Seeger!
So I thought I'd play a little Bob Seeger while I'm drinking some Fog Seeger.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll play a lesser known song so that way the show doesn't get taken down.
Yeah, that's what they look for.
I love gold.
Yeah, if we played Against the Wind or Night Moves, show would be taken right down.
That's what the ASCAP is like. Well, it's not that popular. We'll even be.
From Humble Sea, by the way.
Humble Sea. Did you buy this yourself?
Yeah. Out of the barrel.
Out of the barrel. Nick, what you got?
I'm awake. Claremont Craft Ales Frank West Coast IPA with Zappa and Equinaut hops.
Is it Dweezil Zappa or Moon Zappa or Zappa Zappa?
Wow.
Do you think the Zappa hops are named after Zappa?
They're Frank Zappa hops. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know Zappa's catalog enough to build a beer series names? Mothers of Invention. Isn't that his band's name, Mothers of Invention? I don't know.
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
I've got two vinyls of his.
Oh, okay.
One of them's Ruben and the Jets. It's like a...
Ruben and the Jets.
Like a crooner cover band.
Is that what the album is? It's Zappa playing like crooner covers?
Yeah. Oh, that's Hot Rats. That was the other one. Yeah.
Hot Rats.
Hot Rats.
All right. Well, we're all up to date on what we got. What we're drinking.
There you go. Peaches and Regalia. Do you need to change that name?
No, there it is. That sounds like a beer name.
Willie the Pimp?
Oh, it sounds like a beer name already.
Son of Mr. Green Jeans?
Gold! That
definitely could be a beer name.
I think we're good. I don't think we need to punt it up.
You just need to use actual song titles for Zappa and they become beer names. I just opened up one from Moxa Brewing. Welcome, young one. It's a hazy double. And let's see. Don't mind me just watching. It's an 8.2 and it's got Citra and looks like HB386 maybe. I'm going to assume this is from Wazoo Corvette. That is a nice aroma.
Aroma.
Ooh, that is good. That's a good beer. Moxa, man. Damn Sacramento with their Sacramento region with their urban roots, slice, and Moxa.
It's the water, man.
Guess so. That Tahoe water. They're taking from Tahoe. It's
flowing down the 80.
Keep it blue, man. Keep Tahoe blue.
Yeah. Well,
I think we're ready to venture, start testing the waters of the show, this episode, this week's perfect war. Culture. Matt, start us off. What do you got?
I realized my microphone could have been down earlier, so.
There you go. I'll just cut that in from earlier.
I won't.
Yeah, we have exquisite editing capability.
Guess you're just still the same.
Still the same. Maybe I'll do some Seeger next time I karaoke. Who anyone miss karaokeing this pandemic?
Oh yeah.
I really under talked about during this whole pandemic is karaoke bars.
Wow.
Can't say I saw a single headline about karaoke machines out of stock.
Oh wow. I could see that for home use, families just getting karaoke machines.
Keep the chops up. Gotta keep my chops up.
Like, honey, what's going on? Why do you keep pissing around the house? I gotta get me some karaoke. What? This damn pandemic. I gotta get me some karaoke. All right, I'm on Amazon right now, honey. Here we go. We've got a karaoke machine for $80. Buy it. Overnight it. Right now. Gotta sing me some Seeger. I got to do some damn Yankees. I forget
the words to Against the Wind.
Download Against the Wind words. Is it going to be one of those nice karaoke machines that's got the words on it, or is it just going to play a CD?
Oh, did somebody say?
Here we are.
But I'm not going to play it.
Play Against the Wind! I'm Bob Seger. I play whatever I want. I don't have to play anything I don't want to play. I can't think of is. Excuse me, but Bob Seger's still alive, right?
No, boy. No.
Wait, do none of us know, or are you guys laughing that I don't know? I don't know which.
Yes, I'm laughing that you don't know.
No, I'm not looking at the internet right now. I'm doing not a search.
I'm not seeing a dead date on Wikipedia, so I'm guessing he's alive.
He's still alive. Because I can't think of him. It seems like he would tour. Maybe he's. Seems like I think like he retired from touring, maybe?
He's still rambling and gambling.
Okay. Well, got to see me some Seeger at the local casino next time when touring starts up again. Seems like a casino touring guy. Yeah, that part of his career. Where? Matt.
$35 or $45 with buffet ticket.
Buffet. No more buffets anymore.
He did have a farewell tour in 2018.
Oh, see? Felt like the something like that.
Yeah, how did you forget you went to his farewell tour?
So good. Closed with he opened with Against the Wind and closed with Against the Wind. We're like, yeah!
The Wind set.
Play it again.
The encore was Against the Wind.
You may have
saw it
earlier this week, because today's Friday. But the workplace, Tioga, has expanded its territory with a new distributor up north.
Oh,
which takes us from pretty much Sacramento to the Oregon border.
Dang.
Not the coastline. That little section is not covered, but everywhere else.
Too difficult to get over there. That is a lot. It is maybe one of the most expansive areas that are just not a lot of people are living at. And the Northern California is just like, there's a lot of space up there. So if I'm in Shasta, I might be able to get some Tioga Sequoia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weed. Shasta. Up there in Weed. Up there in Redding. Redding.
Modoc.
Eli.
Some Redding, Chico, some Sacramento, some Rose.
Oh, trying to compete with Sierra Nevada up there, huh?
No.
Oh, okay. Auburn. Get in Auburn.
Ooh, I'd imagine it might even be Tahoe.
Tahoe. We got some listeners in Tahoe.
So you're saying Wazzy doesn't have to come to Fresno anymore?
He's like, finally.
You know,
see you suckers.
As you can imagine, you know, new territory, they'll just be some of the more heavy hitting items that might not be the exclusive beers, but yeah, he'll still stop by.
Wow.
So yeah, that's
look out for that, Northern California people.
We had beer hit there a couple weeks ago.
Santa Rosa? Have you heard Santa Rosa? Again, Santa Rosa?
That's the coastline. So.
That's not the coastline.
it's more of a coastline than we are.
Okay.
You could drive a short distance to water.
Okay.
So that should be news.
So as I'm concerned, that should be news. Care what you say. CNN now reporting. Tioga Sequoia expands. Tioga Sequoia wins Northern California.
All precincts report.
Five electorates picked up. That's what you got, Matt.
That was news. That was it, man.
That's all you need. Nick.
Oh, boy. You make me scrounge for crap now. Huh?
Scrounge.
Speaking of Sierra Nevada, November is officially their birthday, so they are now officially 40 years old as a brewery.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's like celebrations just around the corner.
Oh, that'd be nice.
It's out there. I saw it. I should have picked it up.
I felt the same way. I saw it earlier in the week and went, do I need this yet? Nah.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it yet. But I did take a picture of the date.
To start the archive? Match
time, yeah, to start. So for research purposes. So
yeah.
I want to see how many batches, different batches I can find.
How many do you expect to find? What would be a reasonable number for you?
Three
batches.
Yeah. That's my predict over under.
Hmm. Damn, that's way too reasonable to argue.
Maybe I'll go 3.5.
You gotta half batch.
Pick an eight. Well, that's how you do over under betting in the sports book.
Mm.
So you're like, so if, because if you just said three, then you could pick three, and then nobody'd win any money if it landed on three. So you go 3.5, you're like, all right, I might see four batches, I'll go the over. I might see three or less batches, I'll do the under.
Wait, so you win both ways?
No. I'll bet the under. 3.5.
Oh, you're going under.
Under 3.5.
Let's see what you did there. Old Rasputin is now in cans. I believe it's 4 packs of 16 ounces.
Yeah. Have you seen this?
And I'm not upset. I have only seen a photo, but it's from a very reliable source.
It's not a doctored picture at all. It's a real thing.
Oh no.
Very reliable.
There's enough fake news in the world right now. They don't need to fake a picture of Old Rasputin in a can. I think I know the background. I'm trying to see if I can find. So I can't tell if it was Steve or Zach who sent it to me, but
one of those guys.
I want to say it's a Moroa shelf photo, but I can't be sure. I've not seen it on their page yet.
Are you willing to go in the Moroa shelf for this?
Why should I be afraid? What's going on over there? Well, what do you know?
Pandemic. I went there once and it just made me uneasy. So I was like, I wasn't liking it. I got what I got and then I haven't been back since. So.
Dang.
Not that they're not practicing whatever you need to practice. It's just a small little enclosed space. And there was like 2 people in the cooler. You're not even supposed to have more than 2 people in the
car. Oh, man. Yeah, and don't go.
I'm just like, nah, I'm not digging this vibe.
Not going to do this. So I'll wait till it shows up at Target, I guess.
Nah, I'm not. Don't let me scare you off. I'm just talking about myself.
I just wanted an excuse to say I shop for beer at Target.
In extreme emergency situations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've bought myself anything at Target, but I have brought home beer from Target.
There you go. So I got on Twitter once. Apparently people are very unhappy with the Brewers Association.
Ooh. Yeah. They were
you guys know more about this?
On Beer Twitter is they're not appreciative of it is not very diverse. Up at the top of the if that's what you're referencing, I don't know, but
yes, that's it.
Yeah. Up
lack of diversity.
Yeah, there's a lack of diversity up at the top of the chain of the Brewers Association there. Which okay, yeah.
Not wrong.
Probably not wrong. But it looks like
I don't know how to work Twitter well enough to
I think
out
it looks
what,
like the nominees from, are that it looks like they're learning. And they're listening anyway. So I think they're maybe hopefully rectifying that.
Mm.
This, I mean, this is for any industry, man. You got to be as diverse as you can be. So, and if you, it doesn't help anything being all one, you know, a bunch of white guys at the top. So, it seems like they're listening. I mean, it seems like it's not the, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either, unfortunately. I wish I did. But hopefully they could fix it and or make amends somehow if mm-hmm. it's not right.
Right. It seems, it looks like they're trying from what I'm seeing, but not really for me to say anything either here nor there. A lot of ins and outs. A lot of who's nots and what's nots. And that's what you're looking at, Nick?
How you guys feeling about this winter if shitty. Things continue the way they are, being as we're in permanent patio situations, do you think this winter is going to be survivable for places?
Definitely worrisome. I mean, it's like, I think we kind of mentioned it, touched on it before, but I mean, California doesn't have too much to worry about.
No, we're not impossible to deal with in the winter.
Right. It's the Midwest, Northeast, Northwest. No, I mean, maybe not. Yeah, Midwest. Just the, like, what do those guys do? And maybe, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if you live in a bad climate, you're sort of, they know how to adjust to it, but maybe they don't have any, maybe it's all inside stuff usually. And so now they're just like, oh, well, we're screwed. I would like to hear Exopero, the ultimate cold weather city, Buffalo. Like, how is this going to affect Buffalo? Like, as Buffalo goes, so goes the nation.
Wow. So if they can survive, anybody can.
Buffalo can pull something off, everyone else needs to take notes.
Well, right now they're having the same weather as us. It's 60s to 70s. Yeah. They'll dip down in a week.
Check back in a couple weeks.
I mean, check, we'll really back. Find out this weekend, because it's not only expected to get down to the high 50s, low 60s, but now we're also expecting rain. So that'll be a real good indicator of what we could expect. Every 2 to 3 months, somebody keeps resharing this video of this guy like eating outdoors in this torrential downpour. He has like soup and like a glass of wine, and it's just like filling up with rainwater. And he's just like going about,
I'm still doing it.
Just like calmly going, obviously it's made for the video, but just calmly going through the whole thing. And at the end, he kind of complains about his order.
My soup is watery.
All right. I want to see what it, let's get some reports from XL. What Buffalo places are open? What are they doing?
Yeah. Well, are they delivery? Will they still have deliveries?
Colin and Janine, it'd be good. Like, what's Colorado? Does Colorado usually have patios in the winter, or are they shut everything down? Donnie up there in the Northwest, what do they do? Do they? I mean, I know Portland's and Seattle are, you know, hella used to rain. That's just part of life up there. So, are they?
Yeah, but without the indoor component, right, this time.
Like, do they do they have outdoor stuff set up anyway? Because they're like, yeah, we're used to the rain. We fucking, we'll stand out in it. Or are they all about indoors during the winter and they have to figure out something? So let's get some rep. Let's get some reps report in, or some new blood report in. What's the scene like, man? We get some reporters. It's like the weather. We'll be like the weather channel for beer tap rooms. We'll have people standing outside. I want to see it get real crazy. That's the only I love watching the weather channel when there's a hurricane, because you just like to see the reporters just get out there and like crap is get flying in the middle around. Of it. So I want to see some beer reporters out there in the patio. Okay. Good, Nick.
That's what we got.
All right.
I'm good.
Yeah. From a J, from a J, which is Hops_Hound, brings us the news that Brewdog, hello, how are ya? They're doing the golden ticket style thing where they're putting, they're hiding a 24 karat cans, these gold painted, I guess it's gold painted. I don't know if actual gold is in there. They haven't. As of this recording, they haven't given much details, but
I guess you'll just have to buy and see if you could find out.
Yeah, the 12 packs of Punk IPA this month have the possibility of a hidden gold 24 karat gold Punk IPA
can. I love gold! The look of it, the taste of it, the smell of it, the texture. I love gold so much that I even lost my genitalia in an unfortunate smelting accident.
So he's saying he put his genitalia in like a vat of
gold. Schmelter.
Schmelter? Yeah.
In the schmelter.
So look for that. If any listeners find one of those BrewDog 24 karat gold cans, you have to immediately send it to us. That's the rules.
We'll let you know how you won.
So I was talking about this during the tailgate, and I have to put it out there to the community. You get to vote on something here. Christmas week. Christmas falls on a, if I'm looking at the calendar properly, Christmas falls on a Friday this year. And that's when our, you know, that's when we record, you know, 6 a.m. on Fridays.
That's right.
It seemed wrong to record on a Christmas morning, a beer podcast. So we're not going to, for once, I think might be the first time we officially planned on not recording something. So we're not going to record a new show that week. So I'm putting it out there. We're putting it out there for you, the listener, to we're listening. We're taking requests. So if you, there's an episode you want to hear again, or maybe there's something you've never heard before and you're like wondering about, like, I wonder about that one episode I always hear about, or I want to hear about the first time Scotty B was on, or I want to hear blah, blah, blah. Next, over the next, you got at least the month of November, figure out what you want to hear as a best of show released on that week. So we're taking requests. Well, I won't do won't be like a vote of like, well, this one got 3 votes, so this one wins. It's just gonna, I'd like to hear what people would like to hear and then figure it out from there. So keep that in mind this month. If you want to call in, request it, you want to message us on any of the social media things or comments or anything, or email it, or we're listening. So what episode do you want to hear? For Christmas week. It doesn't need to have anything to do with Christmas. It's just like, what episode do you want to hear replayed, basically.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
You get to be on the show. You get to have your own time on the podcast. You can call us 559-492-0542. Leave a 3-minute or less voicemail and we'll play that. Or you can just record it yourself and email that file to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can just send us a traditional email that we can read over the air. And these are all the ways you can get your own voice on the show. This week, we're going to start off with email things. And let's see. And that's got the first one comes from.
Hey guys, it's Pittsburgh Tom. Wanted to leave a quick voicemail. Last time I called in, or it's actually with Colin and Janine, I went out to Denver and got to meet up with them and we had a get it. That was pretty cool. They took me to some great breweries and gave me a lot of good recommendations. I know we hit up River North, Ratio, our mutual friend, and Odell. And then I also ventured on my own to Epic, Wincoop. And I did go to the Blue Moon Rhino District Brewery, which was really cool. I can hear Mikey booing already, but it was a cool brewery. They had some like beers they brewed there, just like experimental stuff. So that was good. So shout out to Colin and Janine for hooking me up with some good recommendations. And it was awesome to meet them. So I wanted to see, I had a question. Are there any good online beer stores that you guys use? I use Tavor. It gets a little pricey because it's about $8 a beer and it's $15 flat shipping. So I try to like order a bunch of stuff to get my shipping's worth of beer and end up spending a bunch of money. But they have some good stuff on there. I also use Beer Drop. They're based out of Colorado, so it's all Colorado breweries. They send you 5 different beers, 2 cans of each. It's around $50 a month and the shipping's $5. That's definitely pretty cool. I get some good beers out of that. But I wanted to see if there's anything else you guys or any of the listeners could recommend. You can DM me on Untappd. But just trying to find some cool stuff. I tried Total Wine. They had a lot of good options on there, but they don't ship to Pennsylvania. So I have to deal with that. But also wanted to give out a shout out to Jazz. The Zoom calls on Friday. Those are awesome. I have a good time. I try to get on there every Friday, but I don't. But I have a good time on there. And so that's pretty awesome. We have that. All right. Well, that's all I got. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
Preachers out to you. I mean, with the area you're in right now, things are not great. So hope they get better.
Oh, for virus watch?
Political stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are we electing a president or trying to elect a president or something? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. What's going on?
That's why I've had to stay off Twitter for 2 days because.
Yep. Unless you're into meme farming, then
meme the
crops are coming in. Crops are coming in thick right now.
Wait, thicker than Mandalorian memes.
Oh, it's a Mandalorian who?
Oh, nothing has more memes than Mandalorian. So yeah. I don't do any beer delivery services. I feel like I'm really close to that Golden God money to getting like a monthly subscription to something. Tavor seems pretty popular. I'm getting close to being ready to start using my Golden God money to do a beer delivery service. It's really close. Not quite there, but it's cool. So I'm ready. I don't think any of us have one, right? You guys don't use one?
No beer service.
I'm the Dr. Evil meme where I'm just like signaling, like, Scotty, come here. Scotty. It's just, that's me with beer. Like, just come to Fresno. It just come to me.
Come to me.
Tavor would probably be one of the better options just because they ship to a lot of places and they have an extensive catalog. And from my understanding, once the beer is sold to them, they have better distribution setting, you know, with different states. Whereas if a brewery were to sell to every state, they would have to individually register and figure out the logistics and legalities. And from Tavor, it's just like, here you go. And then they send it out. Mm-hmm. But there probably is other services that, you know, provide the same kind of thing, as well as like what he's saying with Total Wine. I'm pretty sure their
Total Wine did that.
I mean, if you go to their website, you can set up shippable things. BevMo does that too.
Huh.
Sometimes you can find things that are not in your area, but I've never ordered from them, so I don't know how successful that is.
Interesting. Was it beer? What's the one? There's one that Tioga's on, one of them, right? Isn't it Craft Beer Kings or something?
They do shipping in California. Yeah, Craft Beer Kings.
Okay. But you can't, even with those services, Tioga doesn't venture outside of California.
Yeah, no, it's Tavor, I believe, is based out of either Oregon or Washington, somewhere up northwest. So we would have to register with that state to sell to them, and
How would you get do you know how does Tavor get their beers from? Like, how do they gather their beers? So
they don't just order a case or two. It's one of those places where you're probably selling them a pallet or two or beer. So it's all just freight.
So you,
and
so a brewery ships, even, you know, an out of state brewery ships, say hypothetically, Tioga is involved with Tavor. You would ship your beer to you said Tavor is in Oregon, you said?
It's northwest.
Or somewhere in
it. It's probably.
You'd ship your beer to Washington, and they would get your shipment, and then they would deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, they just like anything else, they're more experienced in logistics, so.
It's crazy, man. I wonder if they have like a contract of like, we need, as soon as that batch is done, we get the first, you ship it, we're the first people you ship it to. We're Tavor, all right? Don't ship it to you some rinky-dink place near town. You ship it to us right now. We're Tavor.
We're Tavor. We're Tavor. You look at me.
We're Tavor.
Look at me. I'm Tavor.
Hey.
What's going on, fellas?
It's Colin and Janine.
We are coming home from Strange Craft Brewing Company and listening to the show.
We're almost done with the show.
Yeah, but we're not just happy listening to the show. We have to stick our little pretty faces into the middle of the show and act like we mean something around here. Janine said not to do the call, but I figured we'd just do a rough draft. I mean, rough drafts can become final drafts.
Can be, yeah.
Okay, so we have two things for you.
Okay.
Number one, you guys were talking about memberships. Now, we know you're talking about Tavor in general, but we
have... Colin had a short membership with Tavor.
Yeah, I did Tavor for a little while. It was pretty cool. It was almost all bombers when I did it, I think. I'm sure it's progressed from that because nobody does that shit anymore.
It had some rare finds on there.
Bombers are back.
Not really.
I know Beer Box is all from Colorado, so we went and do that. But Tavor got expensive.
Yeah, and their delivery service that they had in Denver was awful. I actually elected to drive a half an hour to get my beer from this little shitball warehouse where I'd find my beer sitting under
some warehouse
desk
is shitball.
With cigarette ashes on top of it. Anyway, so, but the memberships we do have are memberships to the breweries that we belong to that are awesome.
Yeah, and I only have membership to one, which is River North.
We both have one to River North, and that's more of a membership than what you might call a mug club.
It's a mug club, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So we pay $100 for the year, and we get a 20-ounce pour every time for the price of 16-ounce. We get 6 member bottles a year, and we get an exclusive invite to the holiday party.
Industry. Yes,
we do. And we get a special industry glass party when we drink there, so you know that we are cool.
We get our 20-ounce glass with our pinkies out.
Yep.
Bottoms up.
Yeah, and that's cool. And then we have, Janine does it. I have one at Strange. She's had one of the drinks several years in a row. She didn't want to invest in it, which is fine. And there you get a t-shirt and a 20-ounce mug.
They give me all the perks anyway because I'm his wife.
They do. Well, because they're freaking cool. And they have like a point
program. Oh, so Janine's a smart
one. Then you get return points. Yeah. And then they somehow the system remembers your credit cards.
She's
the
big brains.
And then it says, okay, but well, you get all these extra points that'll come back to you, and you can use them towards actual cash. Which turns out you can pay your whole tab sometimes with it.
Are they as good as Shroot Bucks?
Mother Tucker too, which is a brewery within walking distance of us, and Colin really likes to go there, and I just don't really, I'm not a big fan of their beer.
So it's beer's not the best. Sometimes
Trouble in Paradise,
but that's okay. I mean, so we actually asked this before about,
do you guys have like mug clubs at breweries?
Yeah, does Tioga Sequoia have one, Matt? Are they like, hey, pay $100?
Nope. Or does Zach's, or does, yeah. Or is that just a Colorado thing, or is that just a,
it's a Colorado.
All right, well,
Colorado.
Keep up the good work, guys.
There you go, too. We're going to win your beer.
Bye.
They won. Wow. Oh, they're hoping for, beer. Oh, remember, because Chew started the contest. It has officially begun. This episode, the last person to leave a voicemail gets beer. Chew has to send them beer. Last person that's not Chew to send them beer. Will it be Colin and Janine? Colin and Janine basically have to hope that Chew's the only person that leaves a voicemail after this.
From here on out.
From here on out. So yeah, Fresno doesn't have, does House of Pendragon have like a mug club?
They started with one. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah.
The Chalice Club.
I don't know if you could just walk in and buy one, but yeah, they have mugs that were originally sold to get the place up and running. Mm-hmm. And I think I've seen with their bingo night, you could like claim a mug for a month or something. But there are breweries in town that have mug clubs, and or
the Sequoia account.
Sequoia had one, yeah, for sure, yeah. Forever.
I would generally say that it hasn't necessarily been perfected locally. I think if it's just tied to, you know, discounted pours or having glassware, I think that's worked. But whenever I've seen it kind of tied to releases, I haven't heard, or I haven't researched, but I've heard that it hasn't been as promised.
The problem is drinking the vessel itself, mugs, is a shitty vessel for drinking IPAs and whatnot. I need to have like a IPA glass club.
Wow.
I'm using the term loosely.
Well, no, you're right. No, you're right. I'm just saying, but most of the mug club things are literal mugs hanging above the bar, you know? I mean, that's my only understanding of it because of Sequoia here, a brew pub here. That you see all the mugs of the people that have them. Russ, Uncle Russ, I know had one at Sequoia. So I don't know. And if it's like, I'm part of your mug club, but I want it in a different glass. I want it drink out of the mug. You know, symbolically, sure. Hang my mug up there, but that's not what I want my beer out of.
Nice shaker pint. That's what you're looking for.
No, yeah. A real nice thick shaker pint, like a 3-inch glass walled shaker pint.
Mm-hmm. With the extra thick bottom, so you're really getting 12 ounces.
Yeah.
Sounds like the proper beer to be served in a mug would be this.
Against the Wind Ale.
Yep. Bob Seger.
Against the Wind Pale.
The Mug Club official music sponsor.
Bob Seger, official musician from Mug Club.
What a little perfect poetry, you be here, and guess what I'm doing, S.A.?
What?
I'm quarantining, Holmes.
Oh.
I guess there was somebody in my job site that was positive, and I had an interaction with him, so my company sent me home. I got a 14-day vacation paid. And all I got to do is quarantine, Holmes. I don't have no symptoms. I got tested already, negative. So I have to take a second test next week before I return back to work.
Everything's but, coming up,
that's all I've been doing, Holmes, sitting on my ass and watching the election. That, and I wish sports were back on TV so I have something to do. So
it's
bored,
football
Holmes.
Season, Chew.
I can't go outside, homie. I gotta like stay indoors. I said, which sucks, Holmes, because I could have been like washing my truck. I could have overhauled my truck, waxed it and the inside and everything, but can't even do that, Holmes, because I had to do that on my driveway, and they specifically said I have to stay indoors. So that's what I'm doing, Holmes.
That's why cut a hole in the wall and bring the Suburban
like
inside.
2 weeks of pave without doing crap, Holmes. Other than that, I can't wait to see who the last voicemail is, and we'll send you two beers, homie. I don't know. I put out some more shows, man, because I'm bored. It's this is Chew Your Beer. Oh, Yodale, Holmes.
Yodale,
Holmes. That Yoda beer can from Creative Creatures has a little Yoda. Not little, but it's Yoda dressed like a cholo, Holmes.
It's a big-ass
Yoda. Folsom Prison essay with his cholo mustache. That beer is amazing. It's a coconut lager, Holmes. Look for it. One of those beers will go out to the first winner of this week, Holmes. So that's it. It's Chew Your Beer. Yet they watch you, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
They watch you, Chew.
Yodale.
Yodale. All right. Oh, okay. So now that they're reminding me, Colin, Janine, and Chew, this is serious, so I gotta officially do last one. So we have competing avenues for getting voicemails in. So I gotta look. Excuse me a moment while I check to make sure I play the actual last one, whether it's through the voicemail line or through the email line. So I'm looking. Okay. Okay, we're cool. All right. I'm gonna do it official. So we're gonna get there. This isn't the last one, but we're gonna do the real one.
What's going on, Perfect Core? Hey, it's Florida Steve.
What's up, Florida Steve?
Hey.
Because you know what? It's the day after Halloween. I'm taking down my Halloween lights, guys.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I go big when it comes to Halloween, and I gotta get ready for Christmas. Because Christmas is big for the Florida Steve household. But I had to call because you know what? I'm listening to the podcast as I'm taking down these Halloween lights. And I'm to the point with Chew's voicemail. And he calls me out. I'm like, are you kidding me? Chew, you're calling me out?
Me?
I've been getting
Florida Steve?
To the podcast
I'm Florida
for
Steve.
A long time. I've brought together a plethora of Florida reps. We've done get it. We've started a chant that the podcast is known for. You know, Will Alert. I can't believe it. I can't believe Chew is calling me out. So, in honor of him calling me out, I've got to let him know of the beers that I've had. I just had a Treehouse Julius, which is, of course, delicious. Not the first time I've had it. And then I also had a Stereo Set by Three Sons Brewing out of Dania, Florida. Delicious beer. Awesome beer. Delicious. But yeah, I kind of have to take it easy with the beer since I'm in between jobs here.
We didn't know that.
On Sunday. I've got a lot of work to do, so I've got to
take it easy. That kind of in
between. So with that being said, guys, I'm going to get back to work. You guys get back to podcasting and
keep
up the great work. Bye. Florida.
Oh, he did it. He did the thing. Nice. He did the thing with the thing. Thanks, Florida Steve, for checking in. I'm doing a little balancing act here, so not to forgive me. I'm trying to do the correct timeline for everything. Jim sent us an email. He's prefacing his voicemail. Apparently there's a voicemail coming from Jim. His voicemail is reference to the Matlas show, but it had get info on it, so I had to send it through. Oh, okay. This is it. Looks like. Maybe. We'll see.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim here. I hope the Fontana Jim beers made it to the show tonight, and I wanted to do an homage to Mikey's recording last week with a rundown of 2020 so far this year.
Well, the pandemic from China hit us right around St. Patrick's Day when we started canceling all of the events. Chew Your Beer and Paul from Fairfax started drinking non-alcoholic beers. The terms social distancing, shelter in place, distance learning, wear a mask and wash your hands started to become part of regular everyday conversation. Our kids are now distance learning from school at home. Parents are day drinking at school with their kids. At home, learning.
Yeah.
Many breweries are closed to the public, and so are the bars. The to-go industries have thrived in this environment. You can get a beer to go and a cocktail to go at nearly every restaurant you go to. Physical conference calls are the norm now. Imagine that. I also, Fontana Jim, started to like the seltzers.
I think Jim's in the
shower. I really want to break something down because I know a little while ago it kind of became confusing with what seltzers are owned by AB InBev. So I wanted to give you guys a rundown. I did some research based on their brands.
Thank you, Jim.
Out of their crafty craft, fake craft brands, Golden Road, Carbosch, Platform, Wicked Weed, 10 Barrel, and Goose Island all make their own different seltzer. They also have a new seltzer company called Maha Organic Seltzer. Bud Light Seltzer became a thing. Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer is coming out. They also have a Social Club Seltzer as a semi-premium brand. And Natty Light Seltzer is, I guess, for the regular person. They also have their Bon Viv Seltzer. So there's your ABI Ignore These Seltzers breakdown of the week. Fontana!
Wow.
Fontana. Yeah, go Fontana. Fontana's the best of the cities, of the Southern California cities. Like, there's like 200. Fontana, the best.
Is it just me, or did it sound like he was talking from within Chew's smoker?
He was inside Chew's smoker. He's like, I'm inside Chew's smoker. He was definitely, I thought he was in his bathroom. Pretty sure he was on the toilet. I mean, I can't confirm that, but
this phone call might sound like shit.
Oh, yo. Well, Jim, that was not the last one. We're still looking for it.
Hey, guys. What's going on? It's Beer Warbler here. Just wanted to leave you a quick DM.
Beer Warbler.
Shout out to Nick, Matt, and Mikey, the host of the Perfect Pour podcast.
That's us. Wow. That's us. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you briefly how I got to know you guys. When this whole pandemic started, I started beer zooming with my friends. And one of the guys on my beer zoom is Al Green.
I know him.
One of your Florida reps. And then he told me there was a Perfect Pour podcast I need to listen to. And also a Zoom Get It that was going on. And that's where I met Chew Your Beer. And he told me I had to listen to this podcast. So here I am a few months later.
Good job.
Enjoying your podcast and listening to you guys. It's super cool, man. Enjoy the beer talk, the beers you guys share, and also being part of the Zoom Get It. I actually traded with a few of the friends on there. So that's been cool, man. Appreciate you guys. Love that you guys are on this podcast, just talking about beer and other stuff. And it's super cool. Got to meet Mikey on one of the Zoom Get It's. And I will continue listening to you guys. Keep up the good work. Appreciate y'all. Keep drinking beers and cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, Beer Warbler.
Oh.
It's nice to get a new voicemailer in there. Yeah, those Zooms get it, man.
The zoo get it.
Are you going to go to the zoo get it this year?
Getting the zoo get?
Every Friday, the listeners get together pretty much from like 5-ish p.m. Pacific time on into the night. Who knows when it stops? And it's just a Zoom get it. And if you want to be part of it, message us or on Fridays or message Jazz or Chew Your Beer or Pittsburgh Tom or anybody you think's on the get it. Say, hey, what are the passwords, man? So we can get it out there. There is a vote on our the Golden Gods have a oh my God, dude. Matt, what's our, not the Facebook group, but the
Discord?
Other
Discord?
Yes, the Discord channel. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, boy.
There's a private Discord channel for Golden Gods, but Jazz is like, hey, there needs to be a channel for non-Golden Gods. Let's just have a channel for everyone. But I'm like, hey, that's a premium feature. We can't just open it up for everyone. So then Jazz put a poll on the Discord for Golden Gods. Say, hey, do you want to open this a channel up for non-Golden Gods? And right now it's at 5-0 yes. So maybe opening up a Discord channel for everyone to see. And then you could see, and if you're on that channel, you could see all the get it stuff. So there you go. Just an update on that. As we are continuing to see who will win the beer from Chew Your Beer. As we listen to voicemails, and we're still going.
Fellas, how's it going? Hey. Jay here in Northern Utah.
What's up, Jay?
Just got off work. I probably missed the cutoff, but well, at least we'll be there for next week. So just had a little bit of a question. So, Fontana Jim pointed out a little bit earlier that Angel City is owned by Boston Beer. I thought that was a little weird, so I kind of looked at it and turns out they're actually owned by Alchemy and Science. I don't know, some kind of, I don't know if it's investment group or brewery group or what. And Boston Beer owns them. So I'm kind of wondering, at what point do we stop calling Boston, what point do we stop calling Boston Beer indie beer? I mean, pulling things like kind of like that. Seems like big beer to me, you know, owning a group that buys up other smaller breweries is a little odd. So, you know, what point do we start looking at Boston Beer as not being indie? And also, I had planned on going down to Phoenix, my buddy's house, for Thanksgiving, but looking like that's probably not going to happen. So I just had a quick question for Chew. If I don't go, I'm going to plan on trying to smoke a turkey. I was wondering if Chew's ever smoked a turkey and if he's got any hints about how to go about doing that. So just try and keep as short as possible. So keep up the good work, guys. Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Utah.
Utah. Oh. We didn't wait long.
Thanks, Jay. So I don't know. We're giving Boston Beer Company a lot of leeway. Well, it's sort of like they're still indie as far as I'm concerned. If the Brewers Association says they're indie, then they're indie. It doesn't bother me. I don't get excited about anything Boston Beer Company does, but I'm sort of glad that they're there, though. I'm glad that even though they're sort of probably bigger than they should be if want to be considered craft beer and doing things like Jay's talking about, I don't like it, but also it's like we sort of need somebody large out there that can get into restaurants and get into places that most indie beer places can't get into. So it's sort of like except that the fact that they are this large behemoth within the craft beer community, but they at least they can accomplish things that most indie beer places can't and breweries can't, and then that they still, as long as their soul, as long as I feel like Boston Beer Company's soul is still an independent brewer, I really don't care how much beer they're making. As long as I feel like they are still grounded in craft beer, then I'm okay with them. I don't know what you guys think about Boston Beer Company as far as being craft brewery.
It exists.
They exist.
Have I bought anything from them?
No.
Probably not.
But would you care? Like, are you like, no, they shouldn't be. They're big beer.
They are a brewery that has pushed the ceiling mm-hmm. on what is craft beer before. So, if they didn't, who knows how many other breweries would be considered macro at this point.
Yeah, this is true. I didn't even think about it that way. Like if they didn't move the marker like that, then it actually would affect other breweries too. We always sort of blame Boston Beer Company for moving it, but maybe it's helped other breweries still continue to be craft brewery. So Chew Your Beer says that through the month of November, in order to stoke more voicemails, says that whoever is the last voicemailer in on the show, he will send beer. And we are here. We are at the last voice. This is the last voicemail we have this week. And let's see who will win Chew Beer's beer.
Hey guys, Fontaine Jim. I'm calling in because I don't know if Mikey decided to do the regular calls or the email call this week. But I emailed the call in and actually did it 2 weeks ago. And then last week, I kind of like forwarded it again. I'm like, hey, dude, what the hell happened? I thought I thought Mikey was ignoring me or something. And then today I realized I sent it to the wrong email address. So
who did you send it to?
Tip of the week, if you send an email to theperfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, you'll probably get in better than if you send it to aperfectpourpod@gmail.com or perfectpour, whatever the file. I don't know. I sent it to somewhere. It was wrong. Anyways, fun debate topic for tonight. Now, a couple weeks ago, I had an interesting beer down in Temecula, and it got me thinking, why don't they make more of these? So my question is, what flash in the pan style or not super common style of beer would you guys like to see have a resurgence? My example is going to be the IPL, the India Pale Lager, a nice hoppy pale lager. Super fun to drink, super easy to drink. Now, Mikey, before you say brewed IPA, I really want you to think really hard about this. And think about what type of kind of flash in the pan style you'd like to see a resurgence in. Anyway, that's all I had. Wanted to make a phone call this week since I made a voicemail like 3 weeks ago and, you know, fucked it up and sent the wrong email address. And, you know, that is that. Anyways, keep the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Montana.
And congrats on getting, it's on Chew Your Beer's hands now, getting a beer from Chew Your Beer.
You know, I guess we could blame ourselves on that one, because even I email the wrong email address every once in a while.
Yeah,
we could just register both and just have one auto forward to the other.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Yeah, because our email address is different from all our social media. Our social media handle is Perfect Pour Pod, but our email address is Perfect Pour Podcast. So I understand Jim messing that up. It probably, I would think it probably gets messed up more than that. So yeah.
And if you might be right. And if you're sometimes against the wind, you could make the mistake of which email.
Yeah. I mean, if you're running against the wind, it's a tough run. I mean, just ask Forrest Gump. He ran for like 3 years or something like that. Against the wind.
He was just a rambling, gambling man.
Well, thanks for everyone calling in. Yeah.
He did ask us a question, though.
Oh, shit.
What was it?
It wasn't a bad question either. God dang it.
Was that the mug club stuff?
No. It was something else. Oh, Jim. I mean, there's no way. I guess I can.
It was about the email. It was about getting back in.
No, I don't think that was what was it? Wait, I have to go back. Damn it, Deep One Hen and Jim. Look what you've
done. No question will go unanswered unless we don't remember.
Let's see.
Ignore me or something. And then today I realized I sent it to the wrong email address, so get in better than if you send it to a perfect pour pod. And it got me thinking, why don't they make more of these? So my question is, what flash in the pan style or
there it is. What you know, what little trendy style that had like a little small run would you like to see come back? Flash in the pan style.
My two favorite, which are severely under the radar, is hopped ale and dry hopped lager or hoppy lager. Because hoppy lager isn't quite a style. It's just a lager that has more hops in it that is usually good. And then
whenever I see a hoppy ale, I go, well, is this a blonde beer that they're saying that has hops in it? Or is it kind of hoppy, but not a pale? And there's one I like that's out in the ether right now called Citra Light. And it is advertised as a hoppy ale. And it is fantastic. It is light and it is Citra.
What? Oh, that's the. What one's that one from? Is that Alvarado Street?
Alvarado Street?
Yeah, I can't remember.
We'll figure it out.
Looking out for.
Oh.
Looking out.
Coming
for
in hot.
Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Boom. Ba ba ba. Nick? He's looking out for beers. I'm going to go look out for beers in the beer fridge. You go look out
in
for
the
beers.
Beer fridge. So, I guess I'll save my first one for last. Well, before, so Mikey, you be here for it. So what I'm looking out for is North Park's Sorta Mostly Dead. This is a Citra Mosaic beer from them.
Okay. Yeah, Citra Mosaic, good.
Yeah, all good.
I just saw that label. Are you
triples are for kids?
Are you sure?
Hey, bro, somebody's got to do it. Triples are for kids. Hazy IPA. I guess this is from Wazoo Corvette.
I dance around that can every time I open the fridge.
From King's Brewing Company, Rancho Cucamonga. Oh, maybe it's not from Wazoo. Do we know who this is from? I apologize. I don't know who this is from. But it's a large beer. Anyone want to do a guess?
It's either Wazoo or Robin Ants.
All right. Maybe it's Robin Ants. Wazoo and the Ants. Cheers. Thank you for the beer. Who want to play an ABV game? Want to guess how much?
11-2.
12-2.
Nick says 11-2. Matt says 12-2. Nick is the closest. It's a 10%. Straight up.
Wow.
I didn't know you could be triple with 10%, but okay.
And you call that a triple?
You call that a triple?
There ain't no triple.
Ain't no triple.
Not getting a whole lot of aroma. It's a nice beer. Wow, that is pretty smooth to drink for triple. Great. Now I'm going to be hungover at work again.
Great.
Great.
Way to go.
So that's what you're looking out for, Nick? Or you got more?
Oh, there's more.
All right. There's more.
You were gone. You were gone. So I waited
way over there in the beer fridge.
So Sorta Mostly Dead. Eel River has one called Single Origin Mocha Stout. That sounds pretty
single,
nice.
Single Origin what?
Mocha Stout.
Mocha Stout.
Like a coffee stout. Mocha.
Mocha.
And then this one, these guys popped up in my feed. I kind of forgot about them. Single Speed Brewing Company.
Yeah. They were very kind and sent us beer out of nowhere.
Yeah. No, it's not working. But this is for you and Matt. It's World. It's a double dry hop New England IPA, also a Citra and Mosaic.
Oh my gosh. Single Speed. Can you send us that, please? I have no other way of getting it, please.
Hey. There you go. There's some looking
all right. Upwards. There are some looking upwards. Matt, are you there, Matt? All right.
Yeah, I'm here. Is.
Oh, okay. You're off camera. What are you looking out for?
Just beer.
Just beer. Just something enjoyable.
I'm cold. I want that celebration. All I know right. It's out there, but I just want to get some of that in.
Your next Save Mart trip, you pay attention, you get it.
And more 19.2s. That's been my speed lately.
What do you got in the 19.2?
Is one of those gets you where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Can complete your night properly with a 19.2. Because it just keeps going. It's not as much as a bomber does, though. Bomber bottles. Bring them back. How about let's look out for Slice Beer Company's Blinding Sunrise. It's a West Coast IPA, all Nelson hopped. And it's Ooh. Also got an awesome label. It's got all that Nelson. Sort of Chinese, Japanese food takeout kind of those stripes, those kind of sun stripes kind of thing going on. It's pretty rad. Looks very cool. And there's also a zip up hoodie involved. So Slice is also selling a hoodie with this can sort of centered around this can design. Yeah. It's a $40 hoodie, but still, I'm looking hard at it. Although, I haven't seen, I don't know, does Tioga have some new hoodies? Is there some new gear I can get from Tioga this year for winter? Or is it some of the same stuff from last year? Do you have any new merch I can buy for winter?
Yeah, what's the merch look
what's
like?
What's the merch? What's your merch sitch?
What's the winter 20 catalog look like?
Yeah.
We have sweaters.
Yeah. Are they from last year?
We call them shop sweater.
Shop sweaters?
We have black ones that are reprinted, and then we also did a navy blue, which is a new color for this year.
Oh, okay.
Exclusive.
We're working on a pullover hoodie, but that hasn't been solidified just yet.
No zip-ups? You got zip-ups?
Man. No, it doesn't look like there's going to be it's been a few years since we've done a pullover hoodie, and there's been a request for
backlash from the pullover community.
So that looks like that's going to be the 2020 option is a pullover hoodie.
Oh, pullover community has been ignored for too long.
Yeah, we've had enough.
Are you a pullover hoodie guy, Nick? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, man. Aesthetically, the pullover is the way to go, but I love the convenience of a zip up.
Yeah, because so like, the pullover messes your hair up, dude.
Oh, yeah, but it looks so clean.
Yeah, that's true. I'm wearing a pullover hoodie right now. It's a Star Wars hoodie, just so you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, you get no logo interruption. You got full logo access.
Full logo. I don't know if it's official Star Wars. I think it's.
Wow. You're wearing a
but it bootleg? Looks, but look, it might be bootleg, but it's got the Star Wars font.
Did you get it in the parking lot after the show for
$5? Like, hey, man, same stuff you're going to get in there. What do you mean in there?
It's
in the movies. Same merch.
It's Star W-O-R-S.
Star Wars. See, look, Wars. Where my I got my hoodie on. Can you hear that, listener? Can you hear
that? He sounds different now.
Whoa, Mikey's got his hoodie on. I love it. I love that part of the show. Mikey puts his hoodie on. He thinks it's funny.
From Phantom Brewing. Phantom, you're like Phantom Brewing. Phantom from Reading, in the UK. It may be Reading, but I think it's Reading. The Reading from the UK.
That
was bad. I was doing some sort of Irish thing. Called Online Songs. It's an IPA. It's a label by. It looks really. The label looks cool, and I like the name of it. Online Songs. So I mean, it's pretty much impossible I'm going to get this, but I'm just still looking out for Vandenberg's Online Song. One Colin and this is one Colin and Janine can at least maybe go out and try and report back. Finkel and Garf Brewing out of Boulder. Yeah. They want to take a little Boulder trip, a little Boulder run, a little Boulder, get a run out the Boulder.
Get it.
Finkel and Garf. That's just a rad name. Finkel and Garf Brewing. And it's just a beer called IPA. One of those breweries that just like, we're going to make an IPA. It's called IPA.
Oh. Good for them.
But they have, I think on the can, I think it might be part of their like sort of logo or insignia, but there's a big wheel involved on it. So the can looked cool to me because I saw a big wheel. So I'm like, oh, big wheel.
Yeah. Burnouts.
Big wheel burnouts. I love them. Driveway.
Hey, wet the pavement. Get the pavement wet.
Get out of my driveway. Slide. Fuck you, man. Gotta
slide.
Deal with this. My buddy Jack's got a green machine. He's going to come over and just shred your driveway, bro.
It's going to thrash, man. It's going to thrash.
It's a brand new green machine.
It hauls.
70s kid reference. Russian River is... They're Janet's Brown. They're dedicating it to Tasty, and they're putting it in cans. The Janet's Brown, which has been good. Before was just a taproom exclusive, and I don't know if they're distributing it, but they are canning it. So at the brewery, at least you can get these cans. I don't know if they're going to send them out, but that was Tasty. You know, Tasty, we mentioned before, recently passed away. You know, he is a big beer personality in the Bay Area and was on the session, and that was his favorite, one of his favorite beers, if not his favorite beer, was the Janet's Brown from Russian River. So now Russian River's dedicating it, the beer to Tasty, and they're putting in cans for the first time. So definitely something to look out for, especially when it's brown. The underappreciated and undermade brown ales.
Yeah, especially the hoppy browns.
Yeah. So. And that's some looking out for us. What are we doing next? Nobody's gotten a new beer. I'm the only one. I guess so.
Man.
I already drank my second beer.
I already drank it. Been caught drinking. Wow. Oh, we haven't heard. We didn't hear from Paul this week. It's now November. Will Paul be drinking or not? He was kind of contemplating just to keep not drinking, but we'll see. Speaking of drinking,
maybe he forgot and got drunk.
He's like, I forgot to start drinking, so I got drunk. What were we drinking this past week? Let's check in first with Matt and Bearded Brewer 87. What are some highlights of your drinking week?
The only things I mean, there was some sharing of stuff, but the only things that I really logged were the Uba Dank and gummy worms from Urban Roots. Not Urban Roots, shit. New Glory.
New Glory.
Those were 19.2s at Whole Foods. and a lot of other stuff was repeats. There's a couple things sprinkled in there from drinking it out of the barrel, but nothing really comes to mind because I didn't use Untapped this last week.
Ooh. Get back in there, man. Get back in that Untapped mix. A lot of times when I just don't have the energy to get on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, and I just kind of want to not necessarily hide, but just also not be putting myself out there. I that's what I like Untapped for as well. Just be like, here's what I'm drinking. I don't have the energy to go on fucking Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. I'm just going to go on Untapped and just say, here's a beer I'm having. Here's what I'm doing. It's you don't have to make a whole big production. You don't have to have a perfect picture. You can just be like, this is what I'm doing. I'm watching SNL and having a beer.
5 stars.
Yeah. No one's judging me. That's Bearded Brewer 87. Nick, what did you have this week?
Only one really, really good one, different from the rest. From Arizona Wilderness, American Presidential Stout. How timely. This one was in my fridge. It's a spicy stout. It's got spicy Arizona stout. Peppers in it. Spicy.
Now, I saw that on our Instagram. Yeah. Speaking of Instagram, Perfect Pour Pod. Yeah. At Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram. I was like, whoa. How did whoever this, whichever... Yeah. Matt, Nick or Matt, how did they get this beer? That's they're of them and Rinhaus are my two favorite Phoenix area breweries.
Oh,
so I'm like, man. How the hell did you get that? Where did this come from?
I don't remember. This is either a Fontana Jim or a Wazoo.
Ooh,
I think they're the last two people I got beers from.
I feel like Fontana Jim has some sort of Phoenix source. I think it's
this did come in his box
from Fontana Jim, but I'm not 100%. I think I might have had a conversation with Jim before about being getting some
AZs.
Mm-hmm. All my AWs. I have a shit ton of family in the Phoenix area. And I lived there for a little bit, and Trent, co-host of Get Off My Podcast, lives there. He actually lives in Tempe, but assuming everything's chill enough, I'm probably going to be doing a June trip to Phoenix because it's going to be a big birthday for Trent in June. So
you can.
If it's okay to travel, I plan to be in Phoenix in June.
Nice. I'd recommend this stout if you haven't heard.
All right, I'll go get it.
Nice.
Anything else you can remember drinking this week? Whiskey.
Had some Coors Banquets for Halloween.
Oh my gosh. Were you just out there walking around? Were you handing out Coors Banquet beers for Halloween?
I tried. No takers. So I had to drink the whole 12-pack all by myself.
Oh, you had a bowl full of Coors Banquet beers ready to pass out?
Somebody would come to the door. No carding. I won't card you.
Trick or treat. Here you go.
Trick or treat. Here you go, kid.
Knock yourself out, kid. It's Dad, apple juice. That's
Dad, he gave me a beer. Let me see that. Let me, give that to Dad.
I did hear of people handing out Voodoo Rangers to the parents.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Wow, you get real popular if you get 1 year. My parents' neighborhood, we didn't do it. We did trick-or-treating at my house. I have a bunch of doors at this house. It's a mid-century modern house. So I don't know why, but every room has a door at my house.
Very nice.
Even the bedrooms have their own door. And so I just set up a thing where we did trick or treating around the, all the door, like every door we had, we set up a trick or treating station for my daughter and the kid across the street and my nephew. So it was pretty fun. But now I completely forget what the point of that bringing up. I was bringing that up for.
Did you give yourself a beer at every door?
Yeah.
Leave a beer at every door?
It was something like that. I don't know. Now I completely don't know what I was building up towards. I was setting
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. I set up the story. I had this whole setup, and now by the end of the setup, I completely forgot why I was setting this up. I have no idea. Hey, I'm drinking a triple. Okay.
Triple.
Back off me, man. All right. Well, there. Are you good with your Binkots?
That's my Binkots.
The Nick 80 on Binkots. What did I do this week? Let's see. Let's consult. Untap. All the Nelsons from Moonraker Brewing Company. Another solid Sacramento brewery. We get it, Sacramento. You have good breweries.
Jeez. Yeah, you like hops. We know.
All the Nelsons. Really good. It was a good beer. And I had New Glory gummy worms. Just like
Mac.
Yeah. Wow. One of my SNL beers. I love SNL. And do you even zombie, bro? That double IPA they have. Good beer. Watching that. Watching the Strokes. Drakens and Do You Even Zombie, bro. Great Saturday night. Vote for the Green New Deal from Cellarmaker. Very timely beer. Very timely. And Stoked. It's a Mosaic Pale from Henna House. That was a really good beer. They did the good things with the... I mean, Hen House, the other Santa Rosa brewery, does good things. And that was a good beer.
The other
Santa Rosa brewery. El Segundo's Seco IPA. That's decent enough IPA. And let's see. I'm not sure if I'm venturing into No, we're good. First Class Delivery from Almanac Beer. That is a good beer. Juice with Benefits from Moxa. I think that one might... Yeah, that was a Wazoo Corvette beer. I think that one actually was from last week's Perfect Pour. So there, I'm all caught up. That's what I was drinking.
Yeah. Drink.
Also, it looks like I didn't check it in, but I had what the one Matt had, the Bob Seger Humble Sea beer. I had that one too. The one that Matt had earlier this episode. And Small Lots from Alvarado Street. And I'm just looking at the beers. Wow, I didn't check in either. The Juice Almighty from Central Coast Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. And I also had... what the hell? I'm trying to see it from across the room. Citra. This is a slice beer. Fuck. I don't know. But I had a good week. Good week of beer. Because I had, it was a paycheck week. So.
Yeah.
I went to Out of the Barrel and I went to the market. All the singles. A lot of good singles this week.
Not just any paycheck, but the third paycheck.
Ooh. That was last month for me. I had a three paycheck month. But yeah, you're right. Sometimes when you get paid every 2 weeks, there are 2 months out of the year you get three checks, and those are great months.
Wow, bonus!
Bonus. Cheers. Mama. You have some cheers.
Cheers to, I don't often untapped anymore, but when I do, I go to my activity. Mm-hmm. And cheers to a lot of people tag me in their beer drinkings. So cheers to Florida Steve. Cheers to Donnie Adams. Cheers to Chew Your Beer. Robin Z. Oh, and the Fontana Gym. Cheers to all of you guys for keeping me in the loop of what you're drinking, even though I don't post on Funtapped.
Come on, man.
I know.
I want to see those Friday sessions you have. What do you you have a name for them? They actually have a, it's like a show. It's like your own Friday show.
Yeah, I got my own show. It's on every Friday at 5 o'clock. Front Yard Happy Hour.
Front Yard Happy Hour. What episode are you on now?
Ooh, we skipped last week because we did a small gathering at the house for Halloween on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So this will be 23 if we're staying in order. Would be 24 had we had one last week.
Look for the Nick 80 on social media, on Instagram. You might see what's going on there.
Yeah. Get to see what snacks we have for the week.
Snacks. Matt.
Cheers out to the Zax family. As I've been showing up to work each day, I've noticed more and more outdoor seating and planters popping up.
Starting to use that funding they got for the patio, or they're just doing it on their own?
So they're putting the wheels in motion. It's right. Visible. So cheers out to them for trucking along.
Cheers out to the Zach's Brewing. Look at Zach's Brewing. If you're in California, you can get some Zach's Brewing sit to your house right now. I mean, you can begin the process. Well, it's not going to be right at your door right now.
No, right now.
Get it started. But
later.
Nair.
Maybe Zach's Brewing. Maybe it's the Giorno. We don't know.
Yeah, cheers to all the breweries, man, that are still freaking getting through this. I mean, it's going to be a rough winter. So let's all hunker down and try to get as much beer from your... Just focus on your local breweries right now. All of us here listening to the show, especially listening all the way to the end of the show, you're a responsible, good craft beer drinker. Find, seek out your local breweries and support them as much as you can. And so we can get through into the summer of 2021, where we can hope that things will begin the process of being normal again. So cheers to all the breweries still hanging in there, man. Cheers to everyone that volunteered as vote counters this year. I just look at all these people and it's like, man, these people are cooler than me. They're taking their time to just freaking do this public service for the American public to just count all these votes. And so thank you. Cheers to everyone that did that this year, or worked a polling place or whatever it is. Cheers to Vern in Temecula, because he found out you can listen to The Perfect Pour on your Roku. If you got a Roku, you can listen to The Perfect Pour if you use the Endless Podcast app within Roku. You can just sit there and play us on your Roku.
There you go.
So cheers to that.
Put us on your TV.
On your TV. And cheers to everyone that reads Drinking and Thinking and that shares it. So I really appreciate it. Drinkingandthinking.substack.com. Thanks for reading my little quirky beer related newsletter. At Perfect Pour Pod on social media. Thanks you guys for sharing the show out there, whatever social media you have, and talking about the show. That's the only way we can keep the show, the energy going, the is for the show to get more listeners, the show to keep growing, is for you, the listener, to talk about it with your peoples and share it on your own social media. So cheers to everyone for that. Perfect Pour Pod on social media. PerfectPourPod.com is our website. And that's all you need to know. We all good? Everyone's cool?
We are good. Yeah.
All right. We got a thumbs up. We're good. So have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe.
Okay.
Don't forget to have fun.
Oh boy.
And check your dates.
Date it up. Date it
up. Date it up. Date it up. Triple.